From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And as the temperatures continue to drop around the country, time is running out for one man in Connecticut to collect as many yellow jackets as possible before they die. He's collecting them to help homeowners, but also to help people with allergies. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WNPR's Tucker Ives reports.
For most of us, yellow jackets are just a nuisance. And for some people, they're fatal. But for Norman Patterson, they're more of an obsession.
As a child, I remember finding a wild honeybee hive in the woods, and I was fascinated by it. And that's really what got me into honeybees, which eventually got me into collecting hornets and yellow jackets for medical labs.
Patterson is one of about 25 people in the country who collect stinging insects for medical purposes. The venom is delicate, though. So in order to safely capture the insects, you need the right tools.
Every collector has his own traps. It's like a Jedi. You make your own lightsaber. So we all have our own traps, and we all believe our traps are the best. Mine, of course, are the best. I'm sure of that.
At first glance, it just looks like a shop vac. The genius part is in the middle of the hose.
Clear plastic, a jug from Walmart. Some PVC that goes in. It's an inline trap, so the yellow jacket gets sucked through vacuum power into the chamber, and because there's screen over it, it does not get sucked into the vacuum. They get caught in this chamber here.
Patterson travels around Connecticut, helping homeowners rid their dwellings of insects and pests. Today, he's making a house call in Wethersfield. The yellow jackets were flying in and out of several holes, right above the front doorway of a small yellow ranch. The nest was behind a metal awning, and the homeowner tried to take care of the problem himself.
Oh, I know what happened. This guy caulked. He had them coming and going from a lot of different places, and now they're having a difficult time getting into the nest.
It's the type of thing that Patterson sees all the time.
People try to solve problems, and they just make them worse.
Patterson's van is filled with various traps and tools for when he encounters the unexpected. He uses a crowbar to pry open what he thinks is the yellow jacket's main exit. Then he props up the vacuum hose against the hole and powers it up. Then we wait. Patterson later adds a second trap to the other side of the doorway. And about 15 minutes later, he's satisfied with the yield. A few dozen yellow jackets. He shuts down the vacuum, removes the plastic jug, and brings it back to the van.
Now this is carbon dioxide. And that's just going to put him to sleep for a few minutes.
The yellow jackets drop to the bottom of the plastic jug. This allows Patterson to transfer them from the trap to a cooler of dry ice. Eventually, the insects die, but the dry ice preserves their venom.
First thing that seems to go bad on a yellow jacket is the venom.
Okay.
And the lab would be able to tell because when they pull the venom out, it'll be cloudy rather than nice and crystal clear.
At his home, Patterson has freezers filled with more than 40 pounds of different species of wasps and hornets. He then ships them to labs in the U.S. and U.K. The labs pull the stingers off, extract the venom, and use it in immunotherapy treatments for people with sting allergies. The labs pay for these insects by the pound. How much? Patterson won't say exactly, but it's at least $500. Which is why he does not charge homeowners for these yellow jacket removal services. For Here and Now, I'm Tucker Ives in Hartford, Connecticut.
Not only is that a job that I do not want to go around collecting yellow jackets, but if I did have it, I would charge homeowners an arm and a leg.
For you to do it.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.